Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Skim Episode 3. That's the Scott and Kim Show with me, Scott, and her, Kim.
And her, Kim.
Yeah. Her, Kim. My, Kim. We're all Kim here. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
You got sick like I did.
I got your cold. I'm not happy about it.
Now, let's think
I
about
blame
this.
You.
Hold on. Now, I knew you were going to say that. I'd like to get to the bottom of this. How is it my fault? We have to live in the same house. We have to share the same bed.
I'm not really blaming you. I just know that you got it, then Carter got it, then I got it, and it had to happen on Thanksgiving? Come on.
Yeah, but I want to tell people a little story here. Okay, everybody tuck in for this one. This is good stuff. When I first got sick, this is what I witnessed, and I'm telling you, this was something, and people should behold this. Kim immediately went into this mode of, I'm not going to get that.
I did.
And you didn't even have to tell me.
I did.
You didn't even have to tell me. You were just like, I'm not going to get it, and here's how I'm not going to get it. I'm going to go hard into life, so hard you're not even going to recognize me. I'm going to get up early. I'm going to crank through a billion things. I'm going to get everything done. This house will never be so clean. We're going to have paint and stuff prepped for getting new flooring in. We're going to go nuts. And every day you're going to just have this schedule and you're not going to get it.
I'm not.
But you still.
Damn it.
You still got it.
Still got it. I did.
Yeah. Now, here's the difference. When I'm sick like you've been feeling the last few days, and I'm ahead of you a bit. I'm toward the end,
yeah,
and I'm just
yeah.
dealing with a cough now. But the difference is, or the big difference now is, if I get sick, I get in a couch and I turn into a turd and nobody wants to talk to me and everyone hates me. You get sick and it's
then
like...
I just keep on going.
Nothing changes. You're still out there cranking. You're still working your butt off. You're still making the house happen. You're still...
Lysoling all the door handles.
Yeah.
Making sure no one gets sick.
Yeah, because we had to do Thanksgiving today. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah. It's been a good day.
It has been a good day. Kim did something very different today. I think we talked about it last week. She made a more of a charcuterie sort of approach.
Well done. You said it perfectly.
Well, Taylor was teasing me earlier because I said charcuterie, which is incorrect, right?
You know, charcuterie.
Okay. Charcuterie with a char. And, the idea is that Kim found a bunch of stuff on the Pinterest, you know, the lady internet.
I make charcuterie platters for a lot of things.
It's the lady internet, Pinterest
is. It's the lady internet.
Yeah. It's internet for ladies. That's really a gross oversimplification
it's
of what Pinterest
says.
More of a
more intricate cheese platter. Lots of cheese, nuts, chocolate, fruit, yeah. vegetables.
Yeah. Hold
meats.
On. Before we get off this, though,
okay.
Before we talk about the actual food, okay. Does it offend you if I call Pinterest lady internet?
No.
Okay. You don't have a problem with that?
Nope.
Because I really am stereotyping it right down to the bone there.
You are.
Because the truth
is,
I can go find stuff I'm interested on Pinterest as well. I can pin things of interest to me.
Yes.
I don't normally, because it's not really a place I hang out, but it's easy for me to stand away from it and make this broad assumption that it's just lady stuff.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. A lot of people would say that about the Home Depot.
Oh, true.
But I like that more than you do.
Yeah, you like Home. All of this stuff is backwards. Kim would prefer to be in a Home Depot right now, probably, than hanging out with me on the air.
No, not today.
All right.
Not right now.
I wouldn't blame you.
I do like doing this.
Anyway, so let's talk about this food for a second. Instead of having the full-blown, you know, turkey deal,
dinner.
Because
we had one.
We already did one, right. It already happened. It was an early one for family that we're all going to go out of town, so we all got together and had a big... blowout, full-on turkey, mashed potato, cranberry, green bean casserole, the whole schmear. So this time, Kim's like, you know, let's do something a little bit different. Let's have a lot of finger foods. Let's have a lot of pickled stuff and cheeses and different kinds mm-hmm. of cheeses and weird olives and like all
Kalamatas
that.
Kalamatas aren't really that weird.
They're a little weird, don't you think?
They're not black olives. It's true.
Well, let's not get racist about it. But no,
or green.
Yeah, the green olives with a little turd in the middle of them. When I was a kid, I hated those.
Pimento.
But I like mm-hmm. them now. Big fan now. Actually, all of the world of sort of savory pickled things, as a kid, you couldn't pay me. You couldn't
have come
to me and said, here, little 8-year-old Scott, take $100 if you'll eat that pickled thing.
That,
I wouldn't do it.
Artichoke heart.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, no. I still don't like artichoke hearts very much, but. But I just hated all that stuff. So even pickles were not a thing I was into. These days, I could eat that stuff every minute of the day.
Yeah, you could.
That was a weird sound. I don't know why I made that.
I don't know.
So that's what Kim did. Just a big spread. Now, there is still turkey. You got a turkey.
I did make a turkey. I made it yesterday. Chopped some up for the table today.
Yeah, all dark meat.
I did do a whole turkey, but I put the dark meat out.
Put the dark meat out. We got the white meat in the fridge. Again, it's a little racist, but... but no, like a lot of people like the dark meat. So everybody upstairs ate a bunch of dark meat. But what they don't know is we have a fridge full of white meat that I'm going to be eating for the next 2 weeks or whatever.
Oh, gosh.
I'm so excited.
Don't eat it for 2 weeks. I don't think it lasts that
long.
Don't
throw it out early like you did last year.
I won't throw it out early. I will make things out of it. That's my plan.
What are you going to make? Let's talk. Let's go through it.
Go through what we're going to make.
Yeah. Give me some ideas.
I was looking at some ideas.
Yeah.
And I wrote them down.
Yeah.
If I can see this.
Now, the dark meat, for the record, the dark meat comes from the colon, right?
No.
Of the turkey? No? Where does
No.
Where does the dark meat come
it's
from?
It's like the legs and the thighs.
Oh. What?
The No one eats the colon.
Or I'm sorry. What's the gizzard or whatever
that's
it is?
That's like the neck and things like that.
Oh, I thought that was the I thought that was the butt end of the turkey.
No.
All right. Well, shows they what
take
I
all
know.
That out.
Anyway, so sorry. Back to your thing.
I was looking up a few things on the Pinterest. On the lady internet.
The lady internet, yeah.
And one of them I'm interested in making is the leftover hand pies or pasties, where the little, they're made out of a pie crust, and they're small and they're hand size, but they're full of like turkey
little,
and
little
mashed potatoes.
Pie.
And
little shepherd's pie.
Yes,
maybe.
Like a shepherd's pie inside a little crust.
But a tiny one, okay.
Yeah, another one is poutine, which is the gravy and meat and things on top of french fries.
Yeah, Canadians know all about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the can we use, I think we have some of those potatoes left. We could use those instead
absolutely.
Of fries, right? That would be good.
Mm-hmm. I did make some roasted potatoes, roasted reds.
They were really good.
Ultimo grilled cheese is another one. Mm-hmm. We did have a lot of really good cheeses on our charcuterie tray.
Yeah.
You can make really good ultimate grilled cheese with the turkey and cranberry sauce and everything on there.
Hold on. Pasties. Can you explain that? I thought it was pasties. No?
No. That's something else.
That's for a nipple.
Pasties are it's little hand pies.
I don't like the name pasty.
Well, I'm sorry about that. I have nothing to do with it.
If you're really into history,
I didn't name it.
They call you a pasty. You're such a pasty with your interest in history.
No, they would say, Scott Johnson, you're so pasty.
Yeah, there you go, pasty. You're very pasty. Please put on some pasties and eat this pasty. Nailed it. Well, anyway,
exactly.
That all sounds great, but in between all that, I will likely make some sort of turkey sandwich,
turkey.
Right? Like a
or turkey pizza. You can take the pieces, you know, make a little pizza out of it.
Yeah,
in the toaster oven.
We have any legs left, or is it all?
We do have one of the legs left.
Yeah, Chuck
both
ate
of
the other
wings.
One. Yeah, Chuck's a leg man.
He's leg man.
Yeah, Chuck is our nephew-in-law. Would you call him?
Yes, nephew.
Yeah, he's a great kid. And people who've heard this, heard TMS, they've heard his music before.
Mm-hmm.
His music's fantastic. It's my favorite song of 2018, and I'm not kidding. Even if he hadn't have made it, I think it'd be my favorite song of 2018. It's
even
really,
if
really
he
good.
Hadn't have made it, I like that.
Look it up on your streaming services. The band is called Brother. Brother and a period. So, Brother, period. And then, excuse me, and then you search for a song called Greys, G-R-E-Y apostrophe S, and it's my favorite song of 2018. Like straight
very,
up.
Very, very good.
Yeah, I really like it.
His new album's out.
The whole album, yeah, the whole album's out now.
Mm-hmm.
But that single still has a photo of Nick being shot by his sister. Our kids.
Yeah.
Shooting each other in black and white. Photos by Taylor Johnson, my oldest.
It's kind
and,
of fun.
Yeah.
All of them are part
pretty,
of it.
Pretty great. If they ever blow up big, that could be a famous image.
Family
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, you never know. All right, so there's some good ideas for your deal, for your turkey extras.
Turkey extras.
We'll have some of those. We had an email about the last episode I wanted to get to real quick. It actually came in the form of a comment on the blog from Jeannie. This is the famous Jeannie from the chat room. I don't know if she's in here today. Probably not because of Thanksgiving. But she says, I don't like cooking competitions either, Kim. And it's Christmas Eve. And It's Christmas Eve, the movie, was good, Scott. Smiley face. You have
a
defender in the audience. Jeannie wants to back you up on both
Thank
those
you,
points.
Thank you, Jeannie. I appreciate that.
She's pretty great, actually.
She is great.
Never did get her out to Nerdtacular, which always bones me out because I think she's one of the great pillars of our community, and we never got to see her there. Maybe a future get-together or TMS Vegas or something.
There you go.
And then another one from Hillary. Hillary. Just from Hillary. It's not your friend, Hillary.
There's a lot of Hillarys out there. It's fine.
She has named Hillary who's awesome, and we love her, and she's great. And I also really like her husband. He's great. Her whole family's great. But he's
there's a butt.
They believe in Bigfoot, right? Isn't that
the
deal?
His dad.
Yeah, but isn't he all in on it? Because
I don't know. That's a good question. I should ask her.
They go on Bigfoot hunts up in like the Pacific Northwest and the forests and stuff, looking for the Bigfoot. And then Taylor's got this friend named what's his name?
Storm
Champagne. I'm not kidding. His name is Storm Champagne. That's his real name. His kid's name is Rizzo, and it's a girl.
She's the cutest.
I've never seen a cuter baby, honestly.
She's like 6 months old now.
Cuter than any baby we had. Don't you think?
That's not very nice.
I mean, at that stage, my kids are all fine-looking humans, but, you know, I feel like this is at the baby stage this baby's at, very little competition in the cute.
She's a cutie.
Yeah.
She is.
But, you know, you always worry about that. When you're too cute when you're little, it's you know what it's like? It's like that kid from Sixth Sense. He sees dead people, and everyone loves that kid, and he's in a million movies. And then he grows up, and now he looks like a potato with a tiny face in the middle of it. Like, he looks all weird now. So, anyway, doesn't matter. Point is, what was my point? Oh, they also believe in the Bigfoot.
His dad
is a retired police officer. He retired just recently. And when he did, he wanted to, the reasons were time to retire, number one. Number two, spend time with these new grandkids and their kids and all that. And number three, up his hunt ability for Bigfoot. So he's on his way out there finding the Bigfoot, the skunk ape, whatever you want to call him.
Very cool, though.
He's out there. Have we ever talked about Bigfoot in our relationship?
Not really.
You believe?
Is he part of our relationship?
I just want to know where you stand. Do you think Bigfoot is out there someplace?
I don't know. I like that people have something to look for.
Yeah?
It's not my passion, and that's okay.
Yeah. But I mean, if you had to put money on it.
Make a determination? I don't know.
You don't? Of course you don't think he's out there. We would have found him by now, right?
I mean, I feel bad saying that to people that are looking for him. Whatever.
Okay, see, this is the difference between Kim and I. She is thinking of other people. She is being
considerate
of others' feelings. And I am just dashing them against the rocks and going, Bigfoot is fake.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly what's happening here.
I can't believe you're doing that.
Well, look, no, it's fine. If we could go way worse, you know, I could dive into some religion and go, those Scientologists, what with their Xenu and their spaceman, you know, I could do that, but I'm not gonna.
But you're not gonna.
No, although I just kind of did.
You kind of did.
Anyway, Hillary wrote in. That was my point. She wanted to talk about jambalaya, your famous jambalaya recipe.
All right.
Hi, Scott and Kim. My fiance, Phil, is a longtime listener of TMS. He loves the jambalaya that I make and that you guys had mentioned on TMS talking about Kim's recipe. Once you posted it, he hinted about trying it. I made it last week, and I have to say it is one of our new favorites.
Oh,
I can see
good.
It becoming a weekly meal, and you are right, it is even better the day after. You know when it's even better? The day after that. And you know what's even better than that? The day after that. And
if there's any left by
if
then.
If there's any left, or unless Kim, with her magical determination that something's going bad, hasn't thrown it out yet. That's the big trick.
You have to be careful. There is shrimp in there.
Yeah, but it's not going to go bad.
You have to just... That's why I make it like once a week. There's plenty around. Act like it's a once in a lifetime issue.
It's not like the 1800s where we got a box full of ice out near the outhouse. And that's,
oh my gosh.
Got to salt all the meat to keep it for the winter.
No,
or anything.
But once it turns, I can kind of tell. I just know.
That's fair enough. Anyway.
If it gets past the point where I won't eat it, then I know I'm like, okay, it's time to make a new batch. And that's okay.
All right.
There's usually very little left. I don't throw out a ton of it.
That's true. What I find is the first couple of days, I'm all about the rice because the rice is a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, I kind of just like the soupy nature of it. It becomes kind of like a bit of a gumbo. And I'll eat it just raw like that.
Gumbo
is
more of a... It's not the same.
Well, I know it's got more gravy.
It's more of a
it.
Soup at that point.
Yeah. But that's how I eat. What are the dogs doing upstairs?
I don't know.
Can you hear that?
Yep.
Thanksgiving, everybody.
Someone knocked on the door is all it takes.
Good Lord. These dogs. Did they leave Izzy with us?
Yes, they did.
Of course they did. All right. So then, what's the deal?
It's fine that they left Izzy.
It's totally fine. We love this dog. She's a sweet, big dog that puts huge gouges in your couch. So have a leather couch, bring in a pit bull.
Oh my gosh, stop it.
That's true, isn't it? Look at it up there.
It's totally fine.
All right.
It's like our grand puppy.
Is that how we look at it?
That's how we look at it.
What if, would you look at it that way if, like later tonight, you're on the couch having a lovely conversation with a family member who's been here for this Thanksgiving day, and suddenly Izzy jumps up on the couch and just barfs all over your torso. Would you then think of it as a grand puppy and still?
I would not. No. Feel the same.
You would have a hard time. Yeah. Right. See, I found it. I found your
you know how I feel about barf. We talked about this.
Oh yeah, we talked about barf. No more barf, guys.
Can't do it.
We're not talking about barf today. Not on Thanksgiving.
Not on Thanksgiving.
It's the worst
most
barf
sacred
day.
Of holidays.
Yeah,
of
the
food.
Most sacred of non-barf days of the year. Okay. Hillary says at the end of this email, by the way, marriage advice for newly married couples? We're getting married on on New Year's Eve this year. Have a great holiday season, Hillary. So she wants to know, any great advice for a brand new couple getting hitched this year? What would you say?
I'd say keep dating.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean him, the person. You don't mean keep dating.
No, not other people. I'm saying keep dating as in what you're doing now.
I couldn't be the only person who heard that wrong. Somebody else had to have heard that the way I heard it, I think.
I think you're the only one that misheard me.
Well, maybe.
That misinterpreted what I meant.
Keep dating. Leave that guy alone.
Oh,
don't go
near
him. Oh,
my gosh, stop it.
That's not what you're saying.
No.
Okay.
I'm saying keep dating on a daily basis. At least see each other every single day. Talk to each other. And if not able to do that, if one of you travels, or at least once a week, do a date night.
Okay. So let's talk about what we did when we first got married and what I think we still do really well. And that is communicate all the time.
Yeah. That's and where you're going to do that.
Even if you're annoyed at each other, or even if it's an argument, or even if it's one of you super tired and the other one's all hyped up. Get Kim on some caffeine and put me I had a bad night's sleep, and boy, oh boy, are we on different poles in terms of our communication methods. But I think it's always been really important and paramount in our relationship to talk through all of it.
Yeah. I mean, there's times when you're like, just stop talking.
Yeah.
I need my sleep.
It's very rare. But for the most part, it's like if you're at a restaurant, you're never going to find us sitting there just staring at nothing. We're going
to
talk.
No, I do find that interesting when you see people doing that. I find it very interesting to go to a restaurant and see a couple who for the life of them, the entire hour, the waitress is the only person they talk to. And then they'll sit and eat their food, and they will just be like, they're looking at their phones or even at each other.
Yeah.
Didn't
somebody once tell us that they thought that meant that your relationship was better because you didn't have to talk?
Yeah, I did have a friend that told me that. She said it used to drive her crazy that her husband wouldn't say anything at dinner, and she'd be trying to talk and he'd be kind of short answers or whatever. And she's like, why don't we talk a lot when we go out? And he's like, I think it's good that we know we're good with each other if we don't have to say a whole lot.
Yeah, I think that's weird. I mean, I love those guys, but it's just a weird way to look at it.
I don't know. I guess we just talk all day.
Yeah. And maybe that's weird and unusual, but I think it's been kind of our glue, right?
Yeah.
So even whether it's in the beginning or it's way later, I mean, here you and I are 26 years on, but I feel like today, as much as it was the day we got married, just communicate and be open and be honest. And sometimes it's okay to tease, and sometimes it's okay to punch me.
Yeah, sometimes it's about the most boring things, like, you know, just connecting.
Right.
Hey, I got your dry cleaning. Is there anything else you need? What are we doing for dinner? You know, those kinds of things.
Small
Super
stuff.
Small things. But when the kids were little, I remember doing that. And most of our date nights was catching up on what the kids were doing.
Yeah.
Because I was staying home with them, getting them off to school, making sure homework was done, and you were at work.
Yeah. So if we go to dinner, we'd sit there and I would miss that days of whatever. And I was very interested in it. So I would catch up a lot with her that way. And you might say, well, geez, you're trying to get away, aren't you? Aren't you trying to get away from the kids? Our experience was, after kids anyway, that they are so much a part of our lives that it never felt like we were escaping them. It just felt like, in fact, toward the end of a 3-day getaway or something, like that third day, you start thinking, oh man, I'm so excited to see the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Not because you're sick of each other, not by any stretch. It's just they're part of you now. They're like this extension of you mentally, physically, like they are you now. And that's just how you think about it. And that maybe that's why we never ran out of things to talk to. Maybe if somebody got married and never had a dog, never had a cat, never had a kid, never did any of that stuff, and they work two different jobs and pass in the night, maybe that's hard to have those communication skills.
But then those date nights should be part of things that you want to do together.
Right.
Whether it's game night, whether it's D&D with your friends, whether it's if movies are your thing, do dinner and a movie.
Yeah, do that.
Keep talking, though.
Nothing wrong with a movie. No. Thank you, Hillary, for that. We got another one from Eric J. His name is Porto Johnny in the chat. So I don't know if he's in here today, but Porto Johnny, if you're not here, I hope you're listening. Porto Johnny. It's like a toilet reference, isn't it? Just realized. Anyway, whatever. I didn't pick your name. That's on you, buddy. He says, hey, guys, loving the show so far. In episode two, you had a discussion. I think I just had reactive cough. You coughed, and then sorry. I feel like, no, I just, that was weird.
Cough?
I kind of need to cough all the time. So when you did it, it kind of pushed me over the edge. It's weird. Anyway, loving the show so far. In episode two, you had a discussion about whether goats faint or feign. And I thought you'd be interested to know that it is, in fact, neither of those things.
Oh.
He says certain goats have a condition called Thompson's disease, which causes the goat's muscles to seize up whenever they are startled. The goats actually remain 100% conscious during this process as that affects them. So they're awake the entire time. There's no fainting going on. Also pertaining to people saying Kim has a voice that causes ASMR for them, I can say personally that she does that for me. Or I'm sorry. I can't say personally that she does that for me. But if you have her slowly eat a cheeseburger into her microphone on the show for me, I'll get back to you. Keep up the great work, Eric J.
That's what Eric J's all into, listening to people eat cheeseburgers.
Ugh. Some people are into stuff, man. Like the things.
That's right. Hey, it's your thing. That's right.
Did I tell you that we think Nick, or did you want to talk about this? With all the talking we do, you think we talk about this, but Nick can't stand when people are loud eaters of any kind, like even just a little.
Or when they like eat with their mouth open.
Yeah. And that's got a term, it turns out. There's a not a condition, but a sensitivity to it that has a word, and I've forgotten it already. Chat room may throw it up there, and that'd be great.
That'd be great.
But it's like, I don't know what
whatever it's called.
Whatever it is, but Nick apparently has a case of it. So
specific to eating.
Yeah, specific to eating, but also just mouth noises in general.
Like, oh, when we talk to people and they have like the spittle on the side.
Yeah, or
the foaming on the side.
Oh my gosh, I don't like that either.
Or when they talk and go.
Yeah, that. That whole thing. Like when my sister tastes things. You want to hear
what
she does?
That sounded like when you eat peanut butter. Like.
Yeah, here's how my sister tastes things. Pretend this water is something different she's never had. So she'll go. She'll take a little. And then she'll go. Drives me crazy. Anyway, I hope she's having a good time. But yeah, some people just have a real sensitivity to it. I think my son may may have it. And he thinks I'm a problem. He thinks I'm a weird noise maker at dinner and things. Do you agree?
It's a good thing I don't have that problem with your eating abilities.
Why? What's wrong? You don't like the way I eat?
I don't know. No, I'm saying it's a good thing I don't feel that way.
Let's talk about it for a second. That sounds like a real thing here. Am I a loud eater? Do I slop around and make you sick?
Sometimes you're in a hurry because there are times when you have a show at night. You're like, okay, dinner's at 5, but I have a show at 6.
Yeah.
Or 7, whatever.
And then I just cram it in.
And you're just chowing down. Yeah. And we're like, you got to slow down, honey.
Guilty
as
charged.
You're going to choke.
Guilty as charged. I've always been that way. Worse, I would say worse in the last 10 years.
Think so?
Yeah. I don't know why. I mean, especially maybe
you're
the last
couple.
More of a
hurry in the last 10 years?
Maybe the last couple years more. Than
I think you've had more shows in the last couple years added to, and so you're kind of got short spurts in between.
I'm just not a very mindful eater. I would like to get better at that.
I think, too, we have kids with jobs that make it harder to have a dinner time set.
Yeah.
And so sometimes we are in more of a hurry.
Right.
Maybe that's what it is.
That could be it. We are not scientists. Take our opinions at face value.
Don't shovel your food in anymore. How about that?
No, yeah, it's a good idea in general. Like, there's a lot of health reasons why you shouldn't eat your food fast, but there's also just kind of the slow down, enjoy it for once.
Taste your food,
chew your food, swallow your food.
Yeah, let's hope you do that.
Come yeah. On. Instead of, you know, you got like half a burger going down at once, what are you doing? It's not good.
So if I do need to eat a burger on the air, if I try that one time, maybe I'll bring a burger with me next time.
Okay. You want to do
it? I should do it. Like, should I eat it really slowly or really loud? Or
oh,
just,
my gosh. I can't even.
I know.
Sounds horrible.
I'm just curious. I'm curious what, you know, Eric J. thinks.
Let's see. We'll see what happens. We get the ASMR on Eric J. by eating a burger on the air. Okay. Let's talk real quick about something I learned this week regarding your love of the Hallmark Channel movies.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Again?
Well, we're not going to go through the whole thing like we did last time. This is going to be nearly
okay,
as
okay.
complex.
You're not
going to
read the entire.
No, you don't want the lineup between now
the
and
lineup
December.
Of the whole, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
By the way, have we picked our December? We always go to a movie on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. Have we picked what we're doing?
Not yet.
Probably Aquaman. Probably.
Probably Aquaman.
Yeah, I need some early reviews.
There's a couple
on that.
More that we're looking into.
Yeah, we'll see. Chat room, if you have any suggestions for what film should be our Christmas film for this year, we would be happy to
It has to be something
it.
We wait, even though it comes out in December, we wait until Christmas Day to see it.
Or it can be a Christmas Day opener. That's fine.
I don't think there are any.
Aren't there this year? Mm-mm. Aren't there always? There was always a movie or two that opened on Christmas.
Like that weekend, maybe.
Hmm. I don't know why I have that in my head.
But
I
it's usually
like it's
opens
a...
on a Thursday. Movies do. Thursday night or Friday morning.
Oh, Mary Poppins Returns. Yeah. I am interested in that if it's...
That's the other one we have on our list. And there's one more and I can't think of what it is.
All of these feel dangerous is the problem. Who knows if that's
dangerous.
Good? Well, I mean...
Well, if we're going to see it anyway, why not see it on Christmas?
Why not spend $14 a person and see it on Christmas? Right.
It's $9.75. Get over yourself.
Oh, we don't live in New York. Is
no.
that what you're saying? Okay. Spid rivers. What? Into the Spid Rivers. Oh, I don't know what that means. Someone's saying things that I don't understand. So I'll move on. Hmm. Hey. So anyway, there's a name for you. There's a word for people like you. Kim.
Me?
Yeah. Yeah. People
like,
are really
people
into
like
into the Hallmark movies. Do you want to know?
There's a name for it.
Yeah. Do you want to know?
Going to be like you know. There's a name for people like you, Kim.
Well, no, it's like Trekkies and
okay,
Gearheads. I can't think of any others.
Hallmarkers?
A foodie. Yeah, it's a Hallmarker.
It's a Hallmarker? I was right.
Well, there's two floating around. Some have said that it's Hallmarker. Others say it's Hallmarkies. So you're a Hallmarkie.
Like a Trekkie. Okay.
What do you prefer?
Well, Marky, it's like Marky Mark over here.
And the Funky Bunch.
Hallmarky Marks.
Hallmarky Marks.
Hallmarker. Yeah, I don't know.
Hallmarker.
And it Hallmarkey.
Hallmarker sounds like a...
I should be marking something?
Yeah, in the hall or something. I don't know if I'm into that. But I like the
idea. Hall monitor?
You're the hall monitor. Done. We figured it out finally, everybody.
Oh, good.
Anyway, if you have your own dumb ideas for names that we should give Kim for her love of the Hallmark channel, that'd be awesome. All right.
You make fun of it, but, you know, it's really fun.
Is it, though?
I really enjoy it.
Okay, but is it fun,
I
though?
I started watching them already.
But you say this like it's an objective truth that it's fun. Is it, though? Is it fun?
Yes. I'm going to say yes.
Okay. But in what way will I...
You don't have to watch it.
Yeah, no,
this
no, and I don't.
This is why Netflix is so wonderful.
Right. Because I can go do what I want.
You want.
I can go do Netflix. I can watch Amazon Prime stuff. I can go check Hulu out. I can watch
but
a lot
watch
of stuff.
You watch it all in your headphones
yeah.
while drawing, while I can watch my stuff, and then it's like perfect. We're together.
That's true. That's true. We do like, yeah, we'd like to. That's a little weird, though, if you think about it. Kim's got her movie going on one screen. I've got a different movie going on this screen with my headphones mm-hmm. on, and I'm drawing. Yes, we're next to each other, but are we really next to each other?
Physically, yes.
Okay.
By the end, you've watched them shoot 'em up. Terrible thing.
Is that what you think? What do you think I'm watching?
I don't
all right.
know.
Listen, I've told you already, I think that you would actually really like and enjoy the Hill Haunting of House Hill.
Oh, yes. You told me that. It's on my list.
You should watch that, I think. I think
I need
you'd
to
like
get
it.
To that. I have a long list.
At first, I wasn't sure because I know you're not like super hip on the horror movies. So I thought, well, maybe she won't
like
it.
I like some of them, though.
You would really like this one. That
I think
I
would. You've told me you kind of know my style of movie. Sometimes you'll watch something and go, I don't know if that's your thing. And well, I kind of, all right, I have a long list. So
you have a lot of list of things that are your thing. But here's something I want to make. This is actually a really good parenting point or marriage point to make for our newlyweds earlier in the show there. And also anyone else who wonders about this. Don't let that sort of thing offend you that you have fundamental differences in what you may like or not like. It's okay. It's totally cool. Kim is not interested in running a greater rift in Diablo 3 with me tonight.
No, I'm not.
I need to. It's imperative that I need to be cool with that. And at the same time, she knows and understands that I have no interest in Pinterest. No, I have no interest in... I don't know. Think of a thing that you do that why would I do it?
I don't know off the top of my head, though, but I have had people ask me that. They're like, do you really let him play as many video games as he talks about? And I'm like, let him? It's his thing. Yeah. There's no letting him. He's an adult.
It's also part of my job.
I have my things, too, that I like to do.
Yeah, it's part of my job. But what happens is in a lot of relationships, it's like, I don't understand why you play this Fortnite. It's a stupid video game. And they forget that sometimes your interests don't align, and it's actually okay. If they aligned every time, that's a weird relationship. You need the ones where there's
differences. It would be harder, I think, because you'd have, I don't know. I just think you need to have the differences.
You like to go holiday shopping. I hate it.
You absolutely hate it.
You and like these okay. these movies. I hate them. What else? You don't like to jog, but I like running.
That's true. I don't run unless someone's chasing me.
That's a great way to put it. but yeah, like
I read a thing. It said, I don't like running. I don't run with scissors. And then the last two words were unimportant.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. Let's just forget about the scissors. I don't run, period. But the it's okay. I just want people to understand. And for whatever authority we have to say this, that is not only is it okay, it's actually very healthy.
There's
for your
a
relationship.
Reason opposites attract.
Yeah.
You need opposite things. You need things that are not any part of the other person's life.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I don't agree that you should have only that going on.
Yeah. I mean, I love documentaries, for example. I don't think you hate documentaries. But
now,
you don't
if you
have
skipped
that...
our date night to play your Diablo.
Well, that'd be different,
that'd
right?
That'd be totally different.
Yeah, we're not talking about that.
Right.
What we're saying is...
You need to have your own thing.
You need your things, you need your time, you mm-hmm. need your stuff, and you need to give way for that. And then just always be mindful that if you're not pulling your own weight, well, then you should notice that and dive in and go, oh, I
and
can do this later.
That
I'm gonna...
Her thing...
Yeah.
Isn't cleaning the house.
No.
Or doing the laundry.
No, nobody's thing is no. that, is it?
Well, I mean, some people may feel like, well, that's your thing. You stay at home. Yeah. And that's not true.
No.
Nobody... You still need to have your thing, whether it's crafts, whether it's, I don't know, there's lots of different things. Mine changes all the time with the seasons. In the spring, I am out gardening till it's dark.
Yeah.
Love to do that. Love to put in all the plants.
Yeah.
In the summer, what do I do in the summer? Sometimes I just go hang out at the pool by myself. It's really nice.
Remember the song you learned when you were a kid? What do you do in the summertime?
Yes.
When all the trees
the world is green.
Oh, when all the world is green.
Yes.
You jump in a boat and smoke a big dope and eat a big tree. I don't know how it goes.
Well, whatever your hobbies are.
Yeah. Whatever gets the
you
job
do
done.
What you do you.
anyway, it's important to know and always remember that. And if you but also if you're married and you both like super into playing World of Warcraft together, that's awesome. Then but I guarantee you have awesome. Other things in your life that diverge. And again, it's okay. It's also good for your kids to see that kind of divergence. Mm-hmm. It's all good. Okay, we have to tell a story real quick. it's a story.
And really quickly, I have to add to that, whatever they choose to be their thing isn't the wrong thing because you don't like it.
Right. That's the main point,
isn't
it?
That's the point.
Yeah. If your husband's really into video games and you just don't understand.
I don't play them at all.
Right. Well, you'll play a word game on your phone or something.
Well, phone games, yeah.
And you'll get pretty hardcore into that.
Yes.
So, but you've also said to me before, it's not that I don't want to play WoW. It's that if I did, then nobody would get anything done. And she's probably right.
We would not eat around here.
Probably.
It would be bad.
So, especially in those early days when I was really hard, you know, playing hardcore every day.
But I do get frustrated with women who have talked to me specifically and said, well, why do you let him do that? Why does he play video games? Why, you know, I hate it when he does that. He spends all this time. And I'm like, but you have something I'm sure that you do. Maybe it's nagging. I don't know. But something that you like to do without him that he doesn't like. So it's okay.
Well, that nagging comment, that was real shade you were throwing there.
Some people, yes.
Sheesh.
Maybe that's their pastime. I don't know.
That's hardcore.
It's not mine.
Hey, I got a fun trick for you to do to your wives, husbands. You ready for this? Here's what you do. Doesn't matter what car. It can be an automatic.
Should I be listening?
Yeah, you can hear this.
Oh my
gosh. You know what this is.
I know what it is.
It can be a manual. It can be an automatic. Doesn't matter. If your wife drove the car on whatever trip, you're just pulling up into the garage, you're pulling into a parking spot, whatever, and she's driving, and she pulls the emergency brake, cranks it up. Just before you get out, reach over nonchalantly, either in her view or not, and just pull it like two more notches. Kick, kick, just two more times.
Don't do this.
This will drive them crazy.
Maybe it's just me.
It's my favorite thing to do.
But it drives crazy.
I love doing it.
I always punch him in the arm.
Punches me right in the arm. I got probably a bruise right here now.
You don't bruise. You're fine.
Yeah. She gets me pretty good. It's a fun little game we've been playing
lately. Yeah, it's a fun little game indeed.
Yeah. All these years in our marriage,
find the thing that irritates you the most and do it back.
And then do it repeatedly. It's a great idea. Okay.
Mine is popping gum.
Yeah, Kim pops gum and I want to
murder
someone.
15 times with one bubble, you know?
Yeah.
And some people can do that.
Yeah. Why do you do that?
I don't know. It's kind of fun.
I hate it.
I know.
But see, we're talking about it. Here, we're communicating.
We found the things that we can irritate each other with. That's great.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
All right. Here's the story, or Kim's side of it anyway. We talked on TMS some time ago about the birthday cake for my mother's 80th birthday that the dog ate. Kim called me on the phone and says, hey, make sure the dog doesn't go near it. And then
So let's start at the very beginning.
Okay.
I put up two layers of a birthday cake.
Yeah.
So technically six layers of cake are sitting on the table separately so I could decorate them when I get home.
Keep going. I'm going to just give a little music for this.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So I call him up on the phone and he's like, hey, I just came upstairs. I just got done with the show. We're going to get ready to go to this birthday party. And I said, make sure you don't take Rainer out of the kennel. I don't like this music.
Why? It's like, dearest Martha, I've today, General Grant farted
near
me.
I've today just about killed my husband.
Yeah, exactly. No,
I said, don't take Rainer out of the kennel. And he goes, why? And he's obviously not in the same room. And I'm like, because there's a birthday cake on the table. And as I'm saying on the table, I hear this guy yell. Can I yell? What are you yelled?
You can yell it. Go ahead. But don't do it right into the mic.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. That's what
I said. That was what you said.
Oh, man. I can't wait for your mom to hear this. Hope your mom listens.
You yelled
to this
it so loud. And I just went, I'm driving in the car and I have Carter next to me. And no, Nick was in too because we had taken him lunch. He's sitting in the car and they're both rolling their eyes because they know their dad. And and I said, hello? Hello? Scott, what happened?
I was in terror.
He was in terror because he looks down in this cake. The big one.
Yeah.
Has a huge chunk taken out of the side of it.
And the dog was very
nervous. Talking about a three-layer cake. I made it all from scratch. It's got ganache between the layers.
I just learned what that is, by the way, ganache.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you know.
I don't know.
It's got a bite, like a huge chunk, probably 3-inch by 2-inch chunk taken out of this side of the cake, which is fully decorated at this point. It's frosted, ready to go, ready to just put the second layer on top, but I wanted to drive it separately.
This is all true.
And he sent me that picture, and I'm driving and freaking out. And I could talk about road rage. No one was even near me, and I was screaming and yelling, and oh my gosh, he's in so much trouble.
Who were you with? You were with Carter in the car. Okay, she was there to experience
it. Yep, she can testify to this.
Yeah. Well, so you've told the story I told, basically. The only big difference here, or the only thing that we maybe didn't talk about in there that we should probably talk about here, is the reason we were both completely terrified.
Yes.
Is my mom is really, really picky. And she would have seen something like this as an affront to her birthday at 80.
Yes.
And we also want her to have a nice time. It's not like we're trying to, you know, whatever. Well,
it would have been, why did you leave it there? Why?
Yeah.
And not that it was anyone's fault. The dog knew she was in trouble. She kept running back and forth to Scott. Like,
Will
you come take care of this? I can't stop eating it.
She knew what was wrong. She knew she had done something wrong.
She knew she did.
And she knew she was in huge trouble, but she also kind of looked at me like, please help me. I can't stop. Like, I can't control this. You need to help me.
So we took this cake and I had to shave off an entire, if it were a square, it would have been an entire corner, but it was a round cake. So I just make this slide down the side.
Yeah.
Cut off all the parts the dog hadn't been anywhere near.
Yep, all the lips and teeth and whatnot.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
And then when I put the cake together, I did have to put all these flowers and things on the side.
You made a flower waterfall.
It was like a flower waterfall on the side of the cake. You would never know if you saw it. It turned out beautifully.
Yep. We have pictures to prove it.
I do. I have pictures of the bite mark out of it. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't 2-inch by 3-inch. It had to be like 5 inches across because it was a huge chunk.
Huge chunk gone, yeah. I was worried the dog was going to barf all night when we left.
Yeah, because it was all chocolate.
Yeah, she didn't know. She was fine, but I put her outside.
She was
anyway.
Too scared to.
Yeah, she held
about
it all
killed
in.
Her. I was ready to just, okay, we're done. We're going to open the gate and let the dog go.
No, we were not. I love that dog. And it wasn't her fault. We put a thing
that's
in front of her.
That's how mad I was. Yeah. I would never do that, but that's how mad I was.
I know, you were pretty ticked. But it worked out. And then Kim made my favorite part of the story is what at this fancy restaurant where we had it all reserved in this special room.
Yeah, I only served the part not near this waterfall of flowers.
She wouldn't let anyone help her. She's like, I got this. It's fine.
This
let me help. No, I'm good.
I'm going to cut it. She's and then when we got done, there was about a half of the cake left. It was huge.
Yeah.
It was six layers and there were probably 30 of us. So it was just huge amounts of cake. And we sent the rest of it back to the waiters and The helpers.
Yeah, the helpers.
That's great.
Is that nice? Should we not call them that? That's okay. I don't know. That's fine. But yeah, they went back and ate the dog cake.
Well, I mean, still, it never had any parts of where the dog had eaten, but I felt bad.
No, listen, it's finally we get to reverse it, because usually you go to a restaurant and you're like, oh, that guy in the kitchen farted on my steak. I just know it. And we can't control it. There's nothing to do. Well, now we did it the other way. This dog had big old bites of this cake. Enjoy. We didn't tell them that, though. They don't know.
I didn't serve any of the parts of that side to the family.
Yeah. Don't tell them.
I hope they don't listen.
Oh, actually, you know, we are telling the story now.
Yes.
Someone may hear it. It's okay.
That's okay.
At this point, what's done is done. Yeah, it's family legend. It's funny now. But the day of, and maybe a week after.
It was almost 6 months ago. We're fine.
Yeah, we're all good. I mean, we're closer to 81 than we were 80. So
you told the story the same, huh?
Yeah, I don't think I got any of that different.
All right.
I mean,
well, that's good.
Chat room or people who've heard it both times could say otherwise, but I think that's pretty much it. The only other thing I described was when I saw it, or when it hit me that the dog kept coming back, and then I knew kind of what was going on. It was like those, you know, that movie effect where something shocking happens and usually someone's on the phone and they hear something terrible and the camera zooms toward them while the one behind them seems to be moving backwards. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like that. That's how I felt. It was like, like when
pulling yourself away from the situation. Like, yeah. Oh crap.
Like when Roy Scheider in Jaws realizes that the shark is still out there and biting people, they do that camera trick, which is, yeah, the world goes all fisheye. It's very weird. And that's how I felt. Like, it was the first time I'd ever really felt that before. And it was all just over a cake.
I knew what happened whenever he went silent.
Yeah.
I'm like, hello, Scott?
Yeah, you knew.
I knew.
I wasn't going to hide that. I had to tell you.
There was no way to hide it. I came home to a giant cake with a bite out of it.
Well, I sent you a picture.
Yeah.
Just to kind of get the ball rolling.
I was so mad. I think it was because it was the first big 6-layered cake I'd ever made.
Yeah.
With ganache and all this. I looked up every part of the recipe and I made it all.
Is it ganache or ganache?
Ganache.
Okay, because on the British Bake Off, they say ganache.
They're also British.
Well, yeah, but maybe they're doing it right and we're doing it wrong.
I don't think so, okay. But I could be wrong.
All right.
I say ganache.
I say ganache as well.
Okay.
Actually, I try not to say it
That's
at all.
That's how I say it.
Because I don't like it. It's a dumb word. But ganache, there you have it. Oh, yeah. Zoe brings bacon from China, or from China, from Britain, says, I say it like Scott. You say ganache or ganache? We'll wait and see.
It's in writing. How are you going to know? She's just texting back to you.
That's a really good point. I don't know which way it is. Because Sidian says, I say ganache. But are you saying ganache or ganache? That's a dumb thing. Doesn't work phonetically. All right. Well, there's that story. Now, a fun new thing we're going to do on the show each and every week.
Something new.
Something new, and it goes like this.
Will you remember to eat the right way?
I hope so, because today Kim's got a fun idea for food thing.
Food thing?
Well, what do we want to call it? Recipe ideas? It's boring. Give me a name.
You sprung this on me. I don't have a name.
Oh, well, no, you said earlier tonight, I told you about it before the show. You knew we were doing the bit, right?
My recipe was leftovers.
Oh, and we already talked about it.
Yes, we did.
Oh, you didn't know I was going to make like a full segment
No,
of it.
I didn't, but I'm excited about it.
Okay, well, let's do this. Much bully who out there about me when you're out of town and what I eat.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Bully who?
That's not even a word. I'm going to give you a list of ingredients that I make into a thing, and you tell me what I should have done with those ingredients versus what I did. Okay? Ugh. Tortilla, hot dog, pickles, jack cheese, roll it up, microwave, eat it, call it a dog-rito. What would you have done?
First of all, that's not the only thing in the fridge. There's no way there was the only things in the fridge that you could have... Because I would never look at any of those things and thought, huh, I'm going to put them together.
You think there, but I mean, okay. I mean, I don't remember what was in there, but it felt like I didn't have a lot of choices. I didn't have a lot of options.
I never leave town with nothing in the fridge.
No, but yeah, I mean, you're probably right. There's probably something there. There's probably a collection of ingredients that would have made something
that would have made a burrito?
Sure.
Or a hot dog?
Sure.
Or I mean, a chili dog?
But there was no buns. I can't eat a hot dog without a bun. I got to have.
Do it every day.
But
I do it all the time. I don't love bread.
You eat hot dogs every day without a bun?
Well, when I eat a hot dog.
Oh.
I don't eat bread that often.
Okay. There were maybe some eggs. Okay. I probably could have done something there.
Scrambled eggs, hot dogs.
Ugh.
Even if you put that in a burrito. That would have been.
But it was
pickles
good.
And mustard.
It was
and
good. Oh yeah, mustard. I forgot to mention
you
that.
You put mustard in
after,
there.
not before. I don't cook the mustard. That's weird.
yeah,
mustard
that's
doesn't,
the weird part.
Well, mustard doesn't microwave well. It just kind of gets all lava and crusty and weird. And so, it is starving college food.
It is.
Yes, Wolverine in the chat says that, and I agree. It is that.
It's
but
totally that.
I was starving,
but
and
that's
you were
in your fridge in college when you went grocery shopping and you thought, oh, I don't have anything.
Which trip was that? You were somewhere with Sarah.
I think that's the trip when I went on a cruise for
my
birthday.
Oh, the Sarah cruise.
Year.
That's it. Yep. You and Sarah were on a cruise for your birthday.
Yeah. Because I came back and people were sending you pictures of what they had created.
Yeah.
In their Doggeritos.
Yes, that's
and
what it
I thought,
was.
What is going on here?
And it was good. I mean, I'm here to tell you guys what I made was good. Pickles and hot dogs go together, I would remind everybody.
Kind of like relish, yeah.
Yeah, and a nice buttered up, crispy tortilla rolled around the
bread.
Dog as bread.
I get it.
And it was good. And it had mustard. I mean, what did I really do that was that weird? It's
no,
not that
it wasn't
weird.
That weird. It just, when it was a Doggerito, I thought, really?
Well,
you named it?
Someone else named it. I don't think I did it. Someone came up with that and told.
I wasn't here for this.
No.
I was out of town, and so I didn't know all this was going on. And then people are talking about a recipe book. Let's make all kinds of Doggeritos. And I thought, what is going on? And what did I miss?
Yeah. People want a recipe book pretty bad. I get that. I get that all
the
time.
We can do a recipe book.
And you know what we could do? We could have mostly good things from you, and then a couple of really bad ideas from me.
Like your. What are the eggs?
Weird eggs.
Weird eggs.
Weird
kids
eggs.
Call them weird eggs.
Doggerito. What did I have the other day?
You made avocado toast for me.
Did I?
Yeah.
Did I
but
do?
It's been a while. It was like Mother's Day.
Did I do okay?
You did a good job.
I don't remember how I did.
It was more like sliced on there, but it was still avocado.
Which,
toast.
By the way, is how I prefer it. I don't know why the world wants to mush it all up. Why don't you just put nice
when you
slices?
Mush it all up, you put like lime juice and stuff in it and salt and pepper. It's really good.
Okay.
That's probably why. It's just, you can add stuff to it.
I'm a big fan of the. I like the texture more of a cut avocado than I do a mushed one.
Okay, the other day I went somewhere to dinner or to lunch with Taylor, and we had fried avocado slices.
Oh my gosh! Tell me
more.
They
were like tempura battered and then fried, but they were barely just a little bit of crust on the outside. They
were
fantastic.
Where was this? Where'd you go for this little delicacy?
It was at Gardner Village, so it was Archibald's restaurant.
Oh, I like Archibald's. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have. Meat and potatoes type.
That was one of their appetizers. It was really good.
Yeah, they're really good. All right. Well, what we'll do moving forward is we'll have a little recipe kind of item here.
Well, now I know there's a little setup for it.
Well, you know, I could have warned you, I guess, but like a lot of this show that we call Skim, it's
see, no
a
one
little...
understands this big screen in front of me that the camera's attached to.
Yeah, you can't see me.
It's just dark.
Yeah, we need. I'll get you
fine.
Notes. Don't
it's
worry.
It's totally fine. I actually enjoy. I appreciate not having that because I'm not looking at them.
If you don't have any, if you like not having the pressure of any of this and you just want, an,
I like
I'll,
not
care,
having
I'll
the
be
notes.
The camel and I'll carry the water. You just ride me. Hey, Kim, will you ride me on the show?
Weekly, yes.
Yeah. Whoa, that's not frequent enough for my taste. What are we even talking about? What are we even talking about? I don't even know.
Thursday's 5 o'clock.
Thursday's be 5 here. O'clock. Be here. Okay, next week there is no show on Thursday because Kim is helping with a wedding all day.
Yes, I have a friend who's getting married, and I am in charge of the wedding dinner.
Yes,
like
very
I'm
busy day.
It, so.
So because she's catering the wedding dinner, hopefully it's a winning marriage at a wedding dinner.
Yes.
Anyway, because she's doing all of that, she's not going to be here when we would normally record. So we're going to think about what that means. It may mean...
We may record early.
Yeah,
Wednesday.
Early Wednesday, earlier on Wednesday, possibly, maybe then, if it doesn't work out, maybe it's over the weekend, but we'll figure out a way to get one in.
We'll let you know.
But it's just a schedule conflict next Thursday for the normal time, yeah. Which sucks because I like it to be consistent, but hey, you know, we got to help.
We'll do our very, very best for it to be consistent.
Are you getting, I mean, you're buying the food, but they're paying for that food, right?
Yes.
Okay. You're not going to you're just going to buy all that food.
Yes, it's all covered. Don't you worry.
It's one thing people don't know how cheap I am.
I think they might.
You think they might know how
I
cheap
think
I am?
They might know.
I'm pretty freaking cheap.
He brings it up a lot, I'm sure.
Probably. I'm just careful. You know, when when you're 15 and your family has like a major bankruptcy and you lose your house, your cars, your everything, and you're on assistance for a while, you remember that real hardcore in the future. And so everything feels, it's like people who went, I don't want to compare myself to somebody who went through the depression in 1930 or something. So I'm not trying to do that. Or if you lived in the Dust Bowl.
It probably felt a little like that as a 15-year-old. Yeah. Though, in the 80s when you were in a pretty wealthy neighborhood, you know, all the kids around you had cars and things, and you're like, no, I don't have that.
It hits me. It just hits me once in a while, almost a kind of a PTSD way where I'm just like, be careful. Have we thought of everything? Like,
are we good?
That's I don't want to be in debt. Are we good? No debt ever. I never want debt on anything. I work really hard to not do that. And we're in good shape that way. And so I feel good about that. But sometimes it's at the expense of me being kind of a weenie about it.
No, it's all right. Well, once again, we just have to talk about it a lot.
Yeah. Didn't really get hit so much by the recession in 08 as a lot of people did. We stayed.
Utah generally stays kind of in the middle too.
Kind of neutral, yeah. When things are really booming, we're not booming, but we're okay. When things are tanking, we're not tanking, but we're okay. It's kind of, we just sort of stay there. Yeah.
It wasn't too bad.
It's a pretty common
thing.
And
we bought our houses at the right time when it wasn't super expensive, and so...
I give credit to your you had good instincts on that stuff, I think, for the timing.
Yeah,
weirdly.
I think so. Yeah. Thank you.
That's all right. I gotta give you at least one compliment for show. So somebody in the chat says I'm only cheap until it comes to Apple products. Not even then. I'm very careful. Tell them how anguished it is for me to do any upgrades. Man.
First of all, he doesn't go.
Right. I won't go because I know I'm gonna
he doesn't wanna actually see the transaction happen. He's like, this is what it is. I'm going to order it.
I don't
like
it.
It's coming in the mail.
Because some of our work purposes, like I use an iPad Pro now, a 12.9 inch, as almost my exclusive digital art tool that I need for work. I need it for work and I use it all the time. Mm-hmm. And I can absolutely no problem justify the cost of it because it will pay for itself relatively quick fashion and be a thing that generates revenue for the rest of the year and beyond. So it's not like I look at it as, it's not a luxury. It's a
need.
It's not a toy at all. It's just that it happens to be the best drawing device on the planet right now. And so...
So yes, he totally
sympathizes. But I don't like looking
you.
At it. I don't like looking. I don't want to see it. I don't want to know.
I have to go to the Apple store, pick these things up.
Yeah. It's like doing...
If we need to do it. But we do. We plan ahead and we budget for it and everything like that. Yeah. So
I just get picked. You know, I get a little weird about it. But anyway... I think it's going to do it for today's show. We got plenty more Thanksgiving things happening, going on. We just watched Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Woo.
Yep, we got a pie. Hey, Planes, Trains still holds up. Still
totally
awesome.
Totally great movie.
Every year you just check in and go, is it still good? Yep, turns out it's not only still good, still the best Thanksgiving movie ever
watched
made.
Watched it this year with people who hadn't seen it before. That was fun.
Yeah, my Korean sister-in-law never saw it.
She just kept giggling. It was awesome.
Yeah, they got a kick out of it. Boy, the F-bomb scene really creeped up on them though, didn't it?
I had to look around the room. Everyone's like, what's going on over there?
Well, you never know when that thing's coming. It's like this sneaky little Pete. It's just about to get all sweary in here and you just don't know it. Anyway.
You guys are great. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening as always, you guys. Having you here is a treat, a blessing, and a great time. We'll be back next week with something sometime, I'm sure.
Something sometime.
Something sometime. Final note, Kim. Here's what we're going to do at the end of every show. I'm going to say something nice about you and then you'll say something nice about me. You ready?
I'm ready.
No one in my life has ever given me a better haircut than you do. What would you
say? Okay, what would I say? No one in my entire life has ever given me so much grief. Just kidding.
Wow, that was a fast just kidding. I'm impressed.
It was a very fast just kidding.
Yeah.
No, you've caught me off
guard
again.
Can you not think? You can't think of one nice thing to say about me.
You have a great voice.
Oh, honey. All right. That's fair. I'll take that one.
It's pretty sexy.
Whoa, geez. All right. Now we're getting somewhere. And we're thankful for you, dear listeners. And don't forget, if you want to support the show, the way you do it is your free Amazon Prime Twitch sub.
It won't cost you anything.
No, and some people hear that and go, what is that? I don't use Twitch. I don't know what that is. I promise you it's really simple. Just Google it and go do it, and it's a piece of cake. Even if you just listen to the podcast. I got emails from people this week that said, yeah, I've done this. I appreciate you letting us know because I didn't know I could do it. You just hop on, give you free sub to the Twitch thing, re-up it when you remember, that sort of stuff, and... That's how we'll pay for the show. And we really appreciate it, who has so far. So thank you guys for that. You guys are truly great. Thank you all once again. Have a fantastic night.
Thank you. Thanks. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks, honey. I'll see you next time.
Love ya.
All right. Bye.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I just learned what that is, by the way, Ganache.
Yeah. Now you know.
I know now.